And since the legislature assigned the test site to us through, we spend millions of dollars essentially developing the test site. For example, we collected metocean data, wind and wave data on the site. This is an example of wind measurements at the site. We had wind measurements on the islands. We also did a lot of environmental studies for the site. We had biologists, bird biologists, fish biologists go out there and map the entire environment to see who lives above the water, who lives under the water, to understand very well what's going on. We had a LIDAR, a radar put on Manhegan Island that scanned the skies to see which birds come in and which birds don't for a long time. We actually tagged some fish to see where they live and where they go and tracked where they do it. So this is the most studied test site on the coast of Maine that I know of. And we also sent some ships out there, and then we took cores of the seabed to see what kind of foundations, conditions we have, what kind of geophysical conditions we have at the site. So all of that cost millions of dollars over the years that was invested as part of the legislation that was supported the legislation, as well as federal funding and other industry funding. So the environmental studies we've done included, as we said, the benthos, fish, marine mammal studies, bird studies, bat studies, noise and vibration studies, magnetic field studies, geophysical studies, aesthetics, visual studies, cultural historic studies. All of that is in reports. Again, all of that was done to make sure that we understand the impact of these units on the environment around them. We're only doing two of them. We wanted to make sure we understand what impact it would have. So if we're going to build in the future larger farms, we understand what that impact is. And this is the only way to do it. You got to do an experiment and do it right. And that's why it's a test site. Yeah. In terms of the construction of this two-turbine project, the design's being done at UMaine. We're going to cast the concrete in Hamden. We're going to assemble the hull at Searsport and tow it out to Monhegan. The milestones for the projects are the following. Let Jake go over them.
So this is the milestones are set in accordance with the Department of Energy's Advanced Technology Demonstration Site, which would give $40 million to the construction. So over last year and this year, so we were up-selected to that program last May. So since last May, really working on the off-water stuff, mostly 100% project design, construction operation maintenance plan, grid integration, grid interconnection, and some of the beginning of the permitting. One of the big steps is NEPA, National Environmental Policy Act. In order to use DOE money, you have to go through the NEPA process, which looks at the environmental impact. So the first stage of that is public scoping sessions, and they'll be at the end of this month. Spring of 2017, we'll conduct any additional environmental ecological studies that are required for permitting. Spring of 18, we'll actually start constructing the hull on the Hamden site. Spring of 19, we'll be installing anchors and cables out on the Monhegan site. And then fall of 2019, the goal is to install the floating hulls. Of course, all those are subject to the milestones of passing NEPA, meeting permitting, et cetera, et cetera.